WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8, 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Today's College Station City Council workshop includes a proposal to ban the use of wireless devices while driving.
City staff wants a local law after multiple attempts at the state level have failed. College Station's ban would apply to those driving vehicles as well as bicyclists. Those who are convicted of the misdemeanor offense would be fined anywhere between $25 and $200. There are four exceptions. The wireless device can be in hands-free mode. The device is attached to the vehicle or bicycle and is in navigation mode. The vehicle or bicycle is at a complete stop, or if the device is being used to get emergency assistance. Another workshop item involves the future of Old Welburn Road. What's being described as a conceptual discussion about future connectivity along Old Welburn and other roads in the area was requested by a council member in a prior meeting. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The owners of 60 vehicles in College Station woke up yesterday morning to find their windows were shot out.
The three major neighborhoods that were hit were the Barracks, Shenandoah, and Sun Meadows subdivisions.
Lieutenant Steve Brock says the first call came around 10:45 Tuesday night. Initially, 32 vehicles were reported to have the back glass shot out by a BB gun. By yesterday afternoon, that number had almost doubled. Anyone with information is asked to call CSPD at 764-3600. A Brazos County grand jury has indicted a Bryan woman on charges of illegally taking food stamps and Medicaid benefits, both administered by the Texas Department of Health and Human Services. There is a limited amount of information about the allegations against 45-year-old Tanya Seeger. The state agency referred comments to the district attorney's office, which referred WTAW News to the indictment. Seeger is accused of taking between $20,000 and $100,000 of food stamps and Medicaid health insurance benefits valued between $1,500 and $20,000. The University of Texas campus carry gun policy has been approved by their Board of Regents. Concealed handguns will be allowed in classrooms but banned in dorm rooms, child care facilities, and labs with dangerous chemicals. As for faculty offices, Regent Steve Hicks voted with the majority against a motion to allow guns.
Especially as we try to recruit the top faculty from around the country, that they ought to be able to have that option as well to decide whether their office is a gun-free zone or not.
The Regents rejected the proposed no bullet in the chamber policy. The new gun policy is set to take effect next month. Next year's proposed budget for Bryan's electric utility includes more than $600,000 at Lake Bryan. BTU General Manager Gary Miller says one project is disconnecting a septic system from restrooms and tying that to a sewer line and lift station that was built last year.
We've got some repair work on the front entrance booth, and we need some signage and the restroom. The front entrance booth in particular is in really bad shape and needs some repair work. Also at Lake Bryan, the bridge structure has some improvements that need to be made, and we need to do some road paving.
Miller says repairs to the Lake Bryan Dam, where cracks were noticed last year, have held up through the severe storms in late May. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 80 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have one more look at news at 8:30. You can always go online and check it out there at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-23. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
809 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Just check some weather. It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, you'll find furniture, supplies, and so much more.
Hot weather continues to build across the area with high pressure locked into our east. Sunshine today, a few clouds popping up during the day, 95 to 100. Overnight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows are going to be somewhere between 75 and 80. Tomorrow, some more sunshine, rather warm, highs 95 to 100, partly cloudy and 75 to 80 tomorrow night. Saturday, sunshine continues with a few clouds, Highs anywhere from 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. So UT is going to have their gun policy, but they're going to let some of the profs decide what they're going to do. Huh?
In their offices, yeah.
In their offices. Mm-hmm. That's Steve Hicks. He's my old boss. I used to work for him a long time ago.
Okay.
Anyway, so I don't know what. You got some guy who wants to come here from Cal Berkeley and they, you know, go.
Yeah, that was an interesting point, you know, that we're also trying to always recruit the top faculty in the country. And if they don't feel comfortable coming here because of that rule, and that's something that they can take care of. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's maybe a gun in this building. I can't teach here. I can't work under these conditions.
Well, or maybe it's I don't want a gun to be able to come into my office.
Well, you know, if you got one of your own, you don't have to worry about that. I know. The academic world is different, obviously. It's just...
I'm all about choice, though. You know, if they want to choose to have one in their office, then I think they should be able to. And if they don't want to, then...
I think that's fair. You certainly shouldn't legislate anything that that direct.
But, I mean, are you talking about that specific office? Or does it... one professor is not okay with it, does that apply to the hallway?
See,
you know, that's what's interesting.
I don't know that we have gotten a ruling yet from the courts on courthouses, because remember, we've had that discussion. And you talk about a situation, as outlined, if you have a custody case or you have some other sort of a legal situation that takes place that can be can put a tremendous amount of stress on you, then... You know, you don't want to be able to allow a gun in a hallway if they can't be in the courtroom.
So how many videos have you seen of some, you know, perp being walked out of the courtroom and somebody comes and assassinates him in the hallway there, you know?
It's I mean, that seems to me to be a situation where emotions can run much more high than why didn't I get an A in your class?
Right. Yeah.
And I'm not trying to diminish that, but nonetheless. Mm-hmm. All right. So we haven't done our Pokemon Go segment yet.
Woo-hoo!
So now we have time to actually do it properly, give it the time that it deserves.
Sweet.
because who, Chelsea, who do you think at A&M made that decision to allow Kyle Field to be opened up for Pokemon Go? Is that an athletic department decision?
I do know the West Campus facility manager. We could call him.
Yeah. Well, he'd answer your call. He might not pick up mine. You got a better last name than I do. But, I mean, do we know how long? Have you talked to anybody who was on Kyle Field?
No, I don't. Tell me the story. I guess I missed this one.
I heard this, of all places, Bill Oliver, who I did not know was a closeted Pokemon Go fan.
Oh,
I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
But there's a song for this?
Oh, yeah. It used to be a television show, so...
All right,
but I figured that would be good background music for our Pokemon segment.
Can Frito talk to us? Is he busy?
Let me go check.
Okay, all right, okay. I mean, I hate to interrupt his show because he's got a show to do too, but if there's anybody who is apparently a Pokemon...
Oh, he's the fanatic.
Yeah, authority about this, if he can come in and spend a couple of minutes with us. Or
he's
whatever.
The guy. He's
and again,
the guy,
we can't patch into their control. I mean, I can bring their control
room
up.
He is not in his studio or in his office. So I'm guessing restroom break
now. That's what they allow. They're allowed. That's what music stations can do.
I know. They get to take so many breaks.
We have to race to the bathroom in 3.5 minutes and come back.
Yep.
That's about it. It's we're in a different world.
All right, funny, anyway. All of us smiling, going, yep, because we're all speaking from experience here.
Now, but apparently what happened is that they opened the gates to Kyle Field. I mean, you can't get on Kyle Field after a football game, okay? You don't rush the field in College Station. You just don't do that. And they, you know, they put people around the perimeter. But they apparently released the ability for people to go onto Kyle Field yesterday in sweltering heat. Maybe it was a... You know, it could have been like the anthropology department doing an experiment.
Can we
get college kids to come out when the heat index is 108 and run around looking at their phones, which, again, is a little problematic in the bright sun, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, those people would have to be at a distinct advantage if they were able to actually see their screens in the bright sun.
I think they did it kind of in the evening, didn't they?
Well, I don't know. The picture that's on the front page of the Brian Eagle, they're in the sun.
It's bright of day.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about that. So I'm not exactly sure. But
well, I know that Candy is, they are doing their event tomorrow night from 7 to 11 p.m.
Uh-huh.
at Wolfpin Creek.
All right. right?
And that is where they're paying for their lure module.
Oh, that's amazing. And how much is that? Do we know?
I don't know for that.
It's a 4-hour one that he bought.
Right. And so the 30-minute one, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Let's go here. Hello.
I resemble that remark.
Which remark was that?
About the social media.
Oh, it's Bill Oliver. I'm sorry. how did we find out about this?
Monitoring social media.
See, this
between,
guy.
Between it first came up, I first saw it on the CVB Twitter feed, and then saw A&M various tweet sources from campus.
Okay, so you think of him as just a news director.
4 until 6 yesterday, they allowed the gates to open, and Jason Cook had posted by the end of the evening that 1,600 had entered.
Good gravy.
Wow. Field.
Now, I don't know enough about this. I mean, obviously you have some and they get captured. Do they bring new ones in? Do new ones get introduced after that? Do you have any idea?
I am not the Pokemon savant you believe I am. Yep.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate that.
Hey, one cool story that I saw was an animal shelter in Indiana, I believe. They're recruiting people who are playing the game to take their shelter animals on walks while they do it.
Yeah, that's
so they're
good...
getting people to volunteer their time
now,
to walk the animals.
I believe I heard the young lady from Long Way Home on with the guys on Candy yesterday morning, and she was discussing that they're doing that here.
That's awesome. I think that is so cool.
We need to confirm that, but I believe that that's right, is that if you go out and you walk the dogs, then you're also getting time that can be they can earn them money at the Long Way Home.
Okay, you wanted to know how much money it's going to cost for the 4-hour lure Candy 95 is setting up.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so eight 30-minute lures, which is 4 hours, is 680 pokey gold or pokey coins or whatever. And 550 pokey coins is $4.99. So it's roughly about $6-7.
Well, that's great. Okay. Well, then it's time to shift gears. You may want to know that the city of Bryan is not going to adopt pokey gold. I know that because Joe Hagwood is here this morning, the chief financial. Is that true, Joe?
That is right, Scott.
Okay,
no pokey gold.
All right. That's it. City of Bryan is putting their foot down. We're not going to do pokey gold. You got to use real money. All right. So Joe joins us this morning. Thanks for coming in, because obviously it's time to start plowing through the budget. And I guess the first thing people want to know is, are my taxes going up? Are my rates going up for water and trash and all that other stuff? And the good news is?
Yeah, no action on rates this year. So same as always.
We like that. That's a good thing. So, of course, that asks the question, you're going to spend $5 million more dollars. You're going to add some people. Tell us where the people are going to be added as on this proposed budget and the other areas where the city is going to increase their spending.
Yeah, it's a little bit all over, which we haven't done in a few years, but we're addressing needs across the city. As in the past, we are adding to public safety, three fire, three police. As you'll recall, several years ago, the city committed to adding 35 firefighters over the next 10 years, so that kind of gets us towards that goal, and we're still on track for that. But in other areas, there's a traffic tech, some drainage inspection position, a building inspector, planner, parks and maintenance, and repair. So it's a rec planner in the parks area. So it's a little bit all over.
Well, you know, a budget is general, and then there's enterprise, too. Kind of explain how those two things are different.
Yeah, those are separated because they have really separate revenue sources, and, you know, legally they have to be kept separate. But, enterprise funds are like the BTU, the water, wastewater, and solid waste, and they have separate bills based on usage as opposed to the general fund, which is supported by your property taxes and sales taxes. And are your, you know, what normally people consider their core city operations.
People, I think, should understand the rarity of having something like Bryan Texas Utilities, BTU, is there used to be a whole lot of them, but they're fewer and fewer.
Right, and BTU is unique in Texas. Or there are a few like BTU, but as far as their ability to generate electricity, most city utilities buy from a third party, but we are able to generate, which helps us be able to get better prices and serve our customers better.
And make no secret, they generate money too, because you can take that power that you can slough off and not use, you can sell to other places because there's a definite market out there.
That's right. And we support the general fund with about $12 million a year in general fund transfer.
Okay, did you hear that? $12 million goes into the general fund from BTU. So it is a moneymaker, and it's a good decision. And obviously, it's something that you want to keep going. But to keep that going, you have to maintain it, and you have to grow it just like you would anything else that's in your budget. And as a looking, one of the things the Texas legislature has passed is a law that municipalities are going to have to obtain what's called a certificate of convenience and necessity if they're going to do any kind of construction outside your municipal city limits. And I'm one of those good old BTU customers who lives outside the city, so I like you. I like that. So, but you want to grow that. You want to have that opportunity. Tell us what a certificate of convenience and necessity is. Is it a hassle to get, and more about that?
Well, what it does is in the future it will be required of BTU when we're going outside of the footprint of the city. When we're affecting, you know, folks outside of the citizens of Bryan, we'll have to go to the commission, Public Utility Commission, mm-hmm. and they go through a process to explain what we're going to do, and they'll make sure that that is, you know, the wisest choice as far as route, because you get a lot of feedback on, is that the right route? You know, some of these projects have to be done, but it is an additional expense. You know, there are, you know, lawyers and consultants that are related to that. That kicks in about 2021, I believe. So it's a little ways off, but...
But with that in mind, does that change the budgeting process for BTU? Hey, we need to get these projects on the board before the 21st, because we don't have 2021.
Yeah, that is a focus, is to get what we can done as quickly as we can done that needs to be done, before we have to go through that process.
You know, I was looking in the budget projection that you presented to council, and you look at the 2016 budget and 2017 budget. I mean, there's some that are zero in 2016, but in 2017, for instance, BTU Highway 47 substations, $6 million. I mean, some things that you've got to be planning for now so that people know that. So talk a little bit about the budgeting for something like a BTU.
Yeah, we do we present to the board a five-year forecast on capital spending. We actually do more like a 10-year forecast because these are long-term. You know, we're trying to go where the load is going to go. But we do a five-year forecast that's presented to the board and is vetted thoroughly. And we have borrowing related to that. On the council approved about $100 million of borrowing for BTU on Tuesday that is supporting those projects.
Joe Hegwood joins us. He's the chief financial officer and doesn't talk like one, which is kind of nice because that way we can actually talk like real stuff. How do you determine the projections when it comes to sales tax and hot funds? How do you look in that crystal ball?
Yeah, there are, I guess, 100 ways to do that. But what we do is we will look at history and look at what, like this particular year, we looked at the best 5 years we've ever had, the worst 5 years we've ever had, and struck something in the middle. And it's, you know, the worst is below 2% growth. And
let me interrupt you for a second. Now, five continuous years, or you cherry-picked the five worst?
Continuous years.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
That's our measure as to what the possibilities could be.
Best case and worst case.
Best case, and we basically picked the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding that, we know we're going to be wrong.
Yeah.
We're either going to be too low or too high.
Yeah, that's true.
And make sure that we have the ability to adjust if things don't go well. So that's kind of the process. Mm.
Controller Hager certainly can have that conversation with you about it. We thought oil was going to be. Do you remember when the five contiguous worst were?
No.
Okay, All right, I've been in. But I mentioned that first because those are funds that are important, especially now, you know, sales tax, you have to have some other things go on. You maybe need new operations where there'll be retail sales and stuff. But we've had a tremendous uptick in hotels in Bryan in the last year and continue to. And so I could see that hot number could skew a little bit.
Yes. Actually, our hotel revenues have kind of leveled off. We had a bump. Back when the oil and gas was hot and heavy, I mean, they really, really hit the hotels, which was great. We've leveled off now. We have significantly more hotels and rooms. I don't know the number on rooms, but we do have more. So we have a greater capacity to to serve customers coming in. Yeah.
My guess is that those flagships, I mean, they do their business, they run their numbers, yes. And kind of like a grocery store when it first opens is not very busy, but you look 5 years down the road and it's busy, and then maybe hotels are the same because they continue. We're still moving dirt in Bryan. We're still building hotels in Bryan.
Yeah, you know, we are driven largely by Texas A&M, mm-hmm. and they continue to have new programs and new partnerships, so I think we'll have the capacity to serve the future.
Well, I mentioned the sales tax and the hot tax from a projection first, simply because that's not what people think of first. They think of their property taxes first because they got to write a check for that quite often. If it's I always say you need to look at that tax bill, and obviously a lot of people are, and they're busy over on Briarcrest at the appraisal district. So that is key to people, but they need to also understand that that's not the only revenue source the city has.
That's about a third. It's about $20 million out of our $65 million general fund budget. So it is a piece.
Okay, so that means then where do the other two-thirds come from? Sales tax?
Sales tax is about the same. It's about $20 million, and the remainder is general fund transfers from BTU and from the water department, and then all the other fees that the city has, permits, fines, all those revenue
when
streams.
Those softball people have to pay for their when the tournaments come in here, they got to pay, so that's good
that's
too. So some fees that come in there. Are there any other sources that are out there that people might not understand that would be like 2 or 3% that they went, gosh, I didn't know the city made money off of that.
Oh, goodness, I don't know. Library fees.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Can't build a budget on that. But we are also kind of in an unusual situation this year. I mean, obviously this week, people speaking before council because we had a catastrophe. And you want to plan as best you can, but, you know, we're hearing members of the council saying, well, yeah, let's take our entire CIP budget and turn it toward water. That obviously is something that you have to listen to and take into consideration.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we talked about our CIP, when we talked about the borrowing that was coming up and the CIP, you know, what we've included in there is what they included in there is what's approved, which does not include flooding, doesn't include a new park, a water park, or any of that kind of stuff. It's basically roads and fire station at this point, and then roads and infrastructure after that. So we look for additional capacity where we can get it. We've been able to save lately in the borrowing market.
That's okay.
In the financing that we've got projected for the city, we will probably save enough money in interest costs to pay for a fire truck. So interest cost, which is about $900,000. Mm-hmm. So, we look for savings that could happen there as well.
You know, the tornado that came through Wheeler Ridge, the high water that we had, have we been able to put together a price tag on what that cost the city?
You know, right now the number is $1 million, and most of that is BTU, about 800,000 or 700,000 is about BTU, and the rest is the city. So there are some ongoing costs. There are bills that are still coming in, I guess I should say. So
now, and where does that go? You have a contingency?
Well, it's part of out of operating costs right now. You know, we talk about sometimes about our operating reserves, or we keep, BTU is about 100 days, the city's about 100 days. It'll mm-hmm. come out of that, and you recover that and refill that over time. Now, the FEMA process, what they're telling us is the city should qualify for about a 75% reimbursement from FEMA. That's what our expectation is right now.
Okay.
But it may take a few years.
I was going to say they're slow pay.
That's right.
So, and we have had members of council who are floating, if you will, the idea of purchasing homes that are in floodplains that are susceptible to having this situation. They are looking at earmarking some funds for that specific purpose. Now, whether that happens or not, that, again, is a pretty large undertaking for a government to do.
Right. And we'll go down two paths. We'll go down the path, I guess council will go down the path of what is the city responsible for out of all this, because there are a lot, there's damage for various reasons. And then, the path that I'll be looking at is where can those funds come from? How much can we afford and how can we finance that?
Okay, most likely sources. Because, again, it's one of those, how long is a piece of string? We still don't know how much money we're talking about, and I guess it would have to happen over years, but what do you do when you're confronted with that situation that you're going to go ahead and jump in the water, so to speak, but you don't know exactly how long it's going to take for you to get out?
Well, I mean, when we do our budget, we basically are trying to account for every dollar. So, you know, I don't have extra dollars laying around. We do have a capital reserve fund, an oil and gas fund, which has got about $1.2 million in it, which is undesignated, but that's not going to go too far.
Right. Well, and much like the rainy day fund in Texas, you don't want to spend it all up. You want to have it there.
That's right. So we will, you know, there's only so many ways you can generate revenue. So we'll look at, you know, what can we cut as far as spending goes. And that's, you know, that's a council decision as to, you know, where the money goes.
March where they point,
right? It's not an easy one.
I hear you. Okay. Anything else we didn't cover this morning that we need to talk on?
I think you covered the main things.
All right. So that's what we want to do. All right, Joe, thanks for coming in this morning.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Joe Hagwood, he's the Chief Financial Officer of the City of Bryan. That's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Claudia Smith for her positive influence on this community. Claudia has operated Aguiland Carpet One with her husband Ron for over a decade. She served our community in many ways, most recently offering her time as a member of the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Claudia for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Producer prices recorded their biggest gain in a year in June as the cost of energy products and services increased. The producer price index rose 0.5% as energy prices jumped 4.1%. Excluding volatile energy and food, the core rate rose 0.3%. The Federal Reserve says the economy and hiring continued to expand modestly across most of the country from mid-May through June, leaving some firms struggling to find skilled workers. The Fed's latest survey of business conditions found modest growth in 11 of 12 regions. The U.S. is bringing a case against China to the World Trade Organization, arguing that taxes the Chinese impose on raw material exports puts U.S. manufacturers at a disadvantage. China imposes duties of 5 to 20% on exports of 9 raw materials, including cobalt, copper, and graphite, used in industries ranging from aerospace to chemicals. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a strong open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The news surrounding Pokemon Go is nonstop. As of today, about 16 million people have downloaded Pokemon Go, and that's generated more than $3 million a day for Nintendo. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. If you're playing Pokemon Go, here's what you need to know. When installing, the game initially asks for permission to not only use your smartphone's camera and location, but also access all of your Google accounts, your email, your photos, calendar, and more. After a letter from U.S. Senator Al Franken, Pokemon's publishers promised to stop all this data collection, and they claim they were never really collecting it in the first place. Now, you can decide whether you want to believe them. The lesson? Be sure that you get the update to Pokemon Go. It allows you to restrict access to all your Google accounts. And while you're at it, check your other smartphone app's permissions for anything you've already installed. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. How many emails do you get every day? I get a ton, and some of them could be very dangerous. Spam email has given way to something called phishing email, messages designed to look real, but intended to infect your machine with ransomware. They are phishing for your information and your money. Ransomware encrypts all your files and makes you pay up to get them back. With Carbonite Data Protection, you can beat ransomware at their own game. Your files are safely backed up in the cloud, and you can access them on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free Carbonite app. I've been a Carbonite customer for years, And that's how I know that it's the best cloud backup solution out there. I trust all my files with Carbonite, and so should you. Use my name, Kim, and save 30% off Carbonite Cloud Backup, plus 2 free bonus months when you buy a subscription. So hurry up. Head over to Carbonite.com before it's too late and use offer code Kim. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Kim.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:35, 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan woman is accused of stealing up to $100,000 in food stamps and illegally receiving up to $20,000 in Medicaid benefits. 45-year-old Tanya Seeger was arrested after she was indicted by a Brazos County grand jury. According to the indictment, Seeger received at least $20,000 in food stamps after telling a caseworker from Texas Health and Human Services she had minor children when she did not. Seeger is also accused of getting at least $1,500 in Medicaid health insurance coverage that she was not entitled to receive because her children did not live with her. Additional details of the criminal investigation were not available from HHS, which referred questions to the district attorney's office, which referred WTAW News to the indictment. New traffic patterns for parents at three College Station public schools will be considered during tonight's College Station City Council meeting.
The council's been asked to approve no left turns during student drop-off and pickup periods going into Oakwood Intermediate, A&M Consolidated Middle School, and College View High School. Those recommendations were made by the city and school district staff. And with parental input, the council is asked to approve new no parking, stopping, or standing on streets around the same schools. The parking ban on most of the affected streets will be 24/7, while a few will be during either drop-off or pickup times. You can see maps of the proposed changes online at WTAW.com. The agenda also includes a request to take the first step towards another multi-story student housing complex. The proposed change to College Station's comprehensive plan involves property between the Aggie Field of Honor Cemetery and Harvey Mitchell Parkway, or the northwest corner of the interchange with Raymond Stotzer Parkway, which will be rebuilt starting later this year. Subject to changing the comp plan and zoning designation, high-density housing would be above the first floor of retail and commercial space. The council takes up 45 pages of paperwork to address fishing piers at two College Station Park ponds. $65,000 contracts would replace the pier at the Central Park Pond with one that accommodates the disabled and rebuild the pier at Brothers Pond Park. And the council considers final action on imposing impact fees to help pay for future College Station roads, water, and wastewater systems. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station police are asking for your help in catching those responsible for the damage of 60 vehicles Tuesday night in the neighborhoods of Shenandoah, the Barracks, and Sun Meadows.
And we would ask that anybody who might have home surveillance video set up at their residence to kind of take a look at it. If they see anything suspicious or what they believe may be a suspect vehicle and suspects.
Lieutenant Steve Brock says a BB gun was used to shoot out the back glass of the vehicles.
Our detectives are actively investigating this, and we need our public's help to catch these guys, because as big a nuisance as it is for the police department to come take those reports, it's a far bigger nuisance for the 60-plus victims that we have having to replace windows in their vehicles.
Brock says no injuries were reported. If you have any information or a damaged vehicle that has not been reported, contact CSPD. With days before a new state law taking effect, the University of Texas System Board of Regents has approved concealed carry policies that includes one modification.
It was the no bullet in the chamber policy that proved to be a controversial sticking point for the Board of Regents. University President Greg Fenves made the argument for the rule back in May.
The data shows all recorded incidents have to do with accidental discharge.
Regent Wallace Hall's motion overturned that policy, which was supported by Regent Chair Paul Foster.
There's more danger involved in moving bullets in and out of the chamber than just leaving the gun loaded.
A motion to mandate that guns would be allowed in faculty offices was rejected. The rules take effect next month. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Repairs at the Lake Bryan Dam after cracks were discovered last year are holding.
We haven't done anything at the Lake Bryan Dam for several months now, and that's a good thing. We've been monitoring very closely what's been going on out there, and It's not moving any longer. Even after the flooding on the day that the tornado came and all the flooding that we had, we watched it very closely. We have measuring devices out there, and no movement whatsoever.
BTU General Manager Gary Miller told the Bryan City Council they are in a wait-and-see mode with state officials as the dam continues to be monitored.
My hope is that the TCEQ will agree that what we've done is sufficient and we don't need to do anything else. But I don't know that's going to be a long-term solution. We will continue working with them.
Miller says one theory about the cracks is the dam was built over a riverbed that over time washed away. And well wishes are pouring in to Congressman Ted Poe of Houston after his announcement that he has leukemia. The 67-year-old is spending his summer break at the MD Anderson Cancer Center. Poe says he intends to fully recover and will stay on the job. He has served at the U.S. House since 2005. WTAW News Time is 8:40. It's 80 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why you should choose Caldwell Country.
I feel good about Caldwell Country because people come up to me all the time and tell me what great deals they got when they came out here. To me, over the years, people have always meant a lot to me, and I've known the principals out here for a long time, and I feel good about them as people, and that's why I was willing to become associated with Caldwell Country. I think you ought to come to Caldwell Country because we make the best deals here.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
Think about the safety of your family, your home. When you leave, how safe are they? Does your wife have the security system on? What about when you're sleeping? Who keeps everyone safe? And the biggest question of all, how much are you paying for your home security? The safety of your family is priceless. It really is. But you don't have to spend money like it's going out of style, $40, $50, $60 every month. Big home security companies say you do, but you really don't. Not if you have Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe, the security system in my own daughter's home. She pays $15 a month, not $50, $15. And having Simply Safe Home Security is like having a guard stationed right at her door, defending you 24 hours a day. And there's no long-term contract. Simply Safe doesn't have to lock you in. They actually will earn your business every single day. For the protection that my family trusts, go to simplysafebeck.com right now for exclusive 10% discount. SimplySafeBeck.com. That's SimplySafeBeck.com.
You're invited to Messina Hoff Winery's 39th Annual Harvest Festival. Celebrate the season with a fun-filled, unique experience including grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairings, specialty dinners, and more. Festivities kick off July 30th with events happening all August long. Visit MessinaHoff.com/harvest for a full schedule and ticket information. Join them for a great time at Messina Hoff's Harvest Festival.
8:42, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
We're still looking at high pressure off to our east, stretching from Georgia across Florida and then out into the western Atlantic. Sunshine today, a few clouds, hot. Temperatures today, 95 to 100. Overnight, clear to partly cloudy with lows somewhere between 75 and 80. Sunshine tomorrow, a few clouds, and we're 95 to 100. Partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. And a mixture of clouds and sunshine for Saturday, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So, Chelsea, do you want to see if Frito can talk to us?
Oh, yeah. Let me go grab him.
Okay, I don't, you know, they're always playing music over there, so seldom talk. Well, that's not true. They talk some. But anyhow, we'll see if we can find out. I mean, if there's anybody from here who went over to Kyle Field, it would have to be him.
I would think so. I think he and Katie very possibly went over there.
He's on right now, so I'm going to text him and just tell him to come in here.
Yeah, when so we can talk about that. In the meantime, when you're feeling anxious, people tell themselves to just relax. New research from Harvard Business School, well, it's from Harvard, so it must be true, suggests they should instead say, I'm excited. Saying that phrase can switch your heightened emotional state from negative, that being anxiety, to positive, that being excitement. Anxiety and excitement are both aroused emotions. In both, heart beats faster, cortisol surges, body prepares for action. The only difference is that the excitement is a positive emotion focused on all the ways something could go well. And while calmness is also positive, it's very low when it comes to really getting you pumped up. For most people, it takes less effort for your brain to jump from that charged up negative feeling to the charged up positive feeling.
Really?
Yes.
I don't understand studies like this a lot of the time because I feel like I can't trick my brain that way.
All right.
If I'm anxious, I can't just say I'm excited and everything's fine. You know, that's not the way it works in my head.
Here is the reason, though, is that quite honestly, if you end up wanting to think the worst, say you'd much rather think the best, right? The best is going to happen. But we think the worst. And to me, I see that this makes sense because, again, you're at a certain level. And it can be positive or negative. Well, if it's positive, then negative, it could be positive. But you're up at the higher, the elevated level, as opposed to, oh, this is really going to go poorly. So just think about it.
It's kind of like whenever they tell you if you want to lose weight, just control your portions or whatever. Means I'm going to eat two plates
That's
worth.
That's right. It's just two portions.
You know,
yeah.
It's just like if I tell myself, you know, I'm so excited, my heart's going to stop.
Yeah.
You know, that's the same deal.
Okay, so earlier this week, we got our natural gum.
Yes.
I gave my box to Mr. Downs and let him, you know, do whatever he wanted to with it. And
he gave it back to me.
Did he?
I think he wanted to hang on to it, but I was going to see if anyone else wanted to try it, but nobody's been knocking on
my
door for it.
They would eat Spam nuggets, but
right?
They wouldn't eat that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't put it in the break room. Okay. I bet we could get rid of it in the break room. Right.
They ate the Spam nuggets like it was bacon-wrapped shrimp.
Yep. Yeah. Tells you the kind of people we got working here. Okay, mm-hmm. So skin cancer, serious business.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we take an incredibly haphazard approach when it comes to sun protection. Even when we think we're covered, we're not. Now, we talked about the other day how you could drink the sunscreen.
Right.
Get that 100% coverage. But I think you have to jump through some hoops of going to a doctor or whatever to do that. There is now a tiny device that looks like an oversized keychain. It's called the sunscreener, and inside the sunscreener is a UV camera that looks for reflected UV rays. So if sunblock is doing its job, it absorbs those rays. As a result, any place where you did apply the sunblock would look, through the viewfinder, black because it's not reflecting UV light.
Hmm.
The uncovered spots would look pale. If you're alone and you can record up to 30 seconds of video, just right there, all over yourself, then you'll be able to see where you haven't put the sunscreen.
Huh. That's pretty smart.
It is. I don't know what it costs. Once again, you know, that's the other thing, but it's that's not a bad idea, and it's probably better than drinking sunscreen.
Yeah.
I just would say. All right. Recent study concludes what everybody already knows, and that is that nobody reads the lengthy terms of service and privacy policies that bombard us every day.
Oh, yeah, this just in.
Much more. Nobody understands them. They're too long. They often don't make sense. The study made the point that, all too clear, most of the 543 university students involved in the analysis didn't bother to read the terms of service before signing up for the fake social network called NameDrop that students believed was real. Those who did glossed over the important clauses. The terms of service required them to give up their firstborn. And if they don't yet have one, then they've got until 2050 to give you the firstborn.
Oh.
Privacy policy says their data would have been given to the NSA and employers. That was fine. They were fine with that. Of the few participants who actually read the clauses, they went ahead and signed up anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which is a whole nother form of stupidity.
Exactly.
We gotta deal with.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here. Some say newer is better, but for over four decades, Tom Light Chevrolet has been the same name to depend on for the best Chevy buying experience in the Brazos Valley and beyond. And while some other dealerships have failed the test of time, we continue to have the same commitment to excellence we always have by offering an impressive selection of over 250 new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. Amazing everyday value, including the most competitive internet pricing around. Incredible lease options like a new 2016 Cruze for only $161 a month. And the same friendliness and consideration in serving our customers as the first day we opened our doors. So visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, and you'll see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Same location, same name, Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
39-month lease, TTL and fees not included, based on 10,000 miles per year with 15 cents per mile overage. First payment due at signing, WAC on Cruise Limited.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to embassyrms.com.
American Leak Detection.
If you're seeing cracks in the walls, ceilings, or floors of your home, or if your pool seems to be losing water, before you let just anyone start digging or jackhammering around your home or pool, call the experts first at American Leak Detection. They've been servicing the Brazos Valley for over 18 years and are the leaders in non-invasive leak detection. Call 680-1094. That's 680-1094. Or click on AmericanLeakDetection.com.
American Leak Detection.
What are you waiting for? A 6-year limited powertrain warranty? Savings on performance matched implements? How about generous customer instant rebates and low rate long term financing? Head down to your local Kubota dealer before July 31st and take advantage of this incredible offer on L Series compact tractors. Kubota, this is what we do. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer. Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at WCTractor.com.
About 9 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Amazon says its second annual Prime Day was the biggest day in history for Amazon. Also a good day.
It's like compared to the 1 year that they did, that was not so a good day.
It's kind of like the baseball ratings this year was worse and this one was better, okay?
Okay.
It was also a good day for selling Amazon devices like the Kindle, the e-readers, the tablets, Fire TV, Fire TV Stick, and the Amazon Echo products. Amazon says it was the biggest sales day globally ever for the Amazon devices. They sold 2 million toys, 1 million pair of shoes, 90,000 TVs, hundreds of thousands of Kindle readers.
Wow.
Best-selling item in U.S. America was a pressure cooker, just saying.
Really?
Yeah, 215,000 of them.
Wow.
That was actually, I believe that was on Mental Floss's deals of the day for Amazon.
Was it?
Yeah, because they come out with like a list of like the top 10 deals on Amazon, and on Prime Day, they had, like, some of the best ones on there, and that pressure cooker was up there.
Who, like, really needs a pressure cooker?
If you're not, if you're not canning, why do you need a pressure? I mean, I understand the concept. It's supposed to cook stuff a lot faster, but I don't know. Think we had one in my house growing up.
I don't even know
saying.
How to use one.
There, so, but the price was really great, so you decided you might want to do that.
I guess.
Yeah. All right, now more than ever, men's makeup is becoming a thing.
Oh, no.
Yep,
no.
ID, says between social media and the growing acceptance of fluid gender identities, the idea
fluid.
You like that, fluid. Male beauty is no longer a taboo subject. Translates to a mainstream market for men's beauty products is on the rise. Men's fashion website MrPorter.com tells everything from Tom Ford Beauty Concealer to a Sonic System Deep Cleanser. You know, you're going out. There's like three of you going to Vegas for the weekend.
Yes.
Okay?
No, that's really what I'm doing this weekend.
Okay, but this is gals, it's not guys.
Oh,
okay?
Right.
And you know, there you go. You get to Vegas, Everybody starts unpacking in the room, and that guy's the one who's got the Sonic System Deep Cleansing Beauty
Brush.
Okay,
the Deep Cleansing Beauty Brush, though,
yeah,
that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Those things are great, and guys need to have clean skin,
they
too.
They do. You're right. That's exactly right.
But I will say it was pretty funny. I was in grad school at Syracuse, obviously, being on camera, they're teaching how to be a news anchor, a news reporter.
Yeah.
You know, makeup is definitely something that they talk to the guys about too. And and one of the guys, will you please go with me? And I was like, yeah, sure. So we went makeup shopping together. But that's a little bit of a different.
But at the bar, how many women are gonna go home with the guy who's got better makeup than them?
Oh.
See, and it did now, true. I know what you're saying, but it was okay. I had to go buy makeup.
Yeah.
But they recognized me, so that was okay. And that was an okay thing, you know, at the because.
And when you start off with, "Hey, I'm on TV.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
is what I need."
Right. Exactly. So, and it's it's in Waco. It's a small town, so it was not a big deal. But if you're just kind of hanging someplace, and it's not like if you're with other guys, you go, "Ah, dang, I forgot to get my makeup." So,
right.
You
put on my eyeliner. Do you have any mascara I can borrow?
Yeah, exactly. Cops in Tennessee looking for an alleged robber who used an unusual disguise. They say the culprit ducked into the bathroom of a Nashville gas station, covered his face in toilet paper, then robbed the store at gunpoint. He's last seen speeding off in a white Ford Focus. Police are viewing security videos to see if they can figure out what his identity is without the TP.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. So today we've learned that we have a brand new Barbie doll that's a president and VP. So it's the double female ticket, so that'll be new and different. We found out that they're throwing M&Ms to save
ferrets.
Black-footed ferrets in Montana because nobody else eats M&Ms except ferrets, and so that's a good thing. Today also is the day that we find out whether your favorite show was nominated for an Emmy Award.
Oh.
Yeah, Black-ish star Anthony Anderson and Gilmore Girls.
Woohoo!
And Parenthood star Lauren Graham will make the announcements. That'll be coming up at 10:30 this morning, live from the Television Academy of Arts and Science.
Very cool. Mm,
well, all right.
Did either one of you watch the ESPYs last night?
You know, I did not. Did you?
I didn't either.
I watched most of it.
Okay.
And I cried like a baby.
Why is that? What was it?
Well, the Arthur Ashe Award that they gave it to actually a 14-year-old who died in January. He was shot by random gunfire.
Oh, wow.
And so his mother and his brothers accepted it for him. But the way they told the story, they had someone voice for him, like it was through his eyes telling the story. Michael B. Jordan, I believe, the guy who was in Creed. And so it was really, really touching.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and who was the ESPN anchor who died of cancer?
Well, Stuart Scott is the one who passed away, but Craig Sager received the Jimmy V Award last night, and his speech was very, very touching as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is why I don't need to watch these.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, I was looking at your Twitter
feed. It is the most depressing award show ever.
I felt so bad for you looking at your Twitter feed because it was just like Waterworks Central. Yeah. Everything that you were watching was making you cry. I was like, poor Chelsea. I felt so bad for her.
You could have pushed the button. But it is. It's inspirational, too.
Anyway, so. Yeah, and there were, you know, of course, everyone used a platform last night here and there, but for the most part, it was pretty good.
How about this Mozon at the All-Star game? who decides he's going to sing the Canadian national anthem and plug in Black Lives Matter in the middle of it.
Oh.
Was that, did you hear about that?
I missed that. No.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. No, he, the other guys kicked him out of the organization, the tenor group or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, he did, right in the middle of it. There's audio out there, but go find that. Yeah,
wow.
He, right in the middle of it. What, we're not going to notice? It's Canadian national anthem. We're not paying attention, but if you use the phrase Black Lives Matter, people would notice that.
Yeah.
All right, congrats to the Dallas Cowboys. They once again are the top, I guess, most valuable sports team in the world.
They're America's team.
Yeah.
They're the world's team now.
Consider this, though, when they haven't made it to the Super Bowl in 20 years. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So they come in, they're worth $4 billion.
Whew.
$4 billion. And again, and look, love him or hate him, Jerry Jones knows how to make a buck.
He is a businessman.
He knows how to make it happen.
Definition.
And
then,
again, the fact that they haven't made it in 20 years to the Super Bowl is certainly evidence of that. New York Yankees second at $3.4 billion. New England Patriots at $3.2 billion. New York Knicks at $3 billion. Washington Redskins at $2.8 billion. Then come the Giants, the Lakers, the 49ers, the Jets, the Dodgers, the Houston Texans.
All right.
In 10th place at $2.5
billion. Top 10. Woo.
That's not bad at all. What's interesting, though, I mean, it beats out Real Madrid and Barcelona and some of the soccer teams that you think would be more expensive. All right, it's 9 o'clock. We're back tomorrow. WTAW College Station.